哈利路亚，愿大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to you all。
今天晚上我们继续谈的题目是灵食、灵粮、灵水，还有灵盘。
And the topic that we will continue to talk about for our mutual encouragement is a spiritual food, spiritual water, and spiritual rock.
两个星期前我们讨论了、学习了属灵的食物。
And 2 weeks ago, we learned about the topic of spiritual food.
在属灵的天国的道路上面。
And when we are walking our spiritual path to the heavenly kingdom,
就好像以色列百姓走在旷野路
just like when the Israelite people were walking in the desert,
会很辛苦
it was a treacherous journey.
但是一定要吃饱
However, they must be satisfied.
神在旷野路上面40年每天供应他们属灵的粮食
They must be satisfied in terms of hunger, and for 40 years the Lord provided for them.
就是从天而降的玛纳
Which is the manna which descended from the heavens above.
让他们有力量走信仰旷野的每一步
So that they can be strengthened to walk every step they took in the desert.
作为一个神的儿女
As sons and daughters of God.
你有没有每天吃 manna?
Have you been partaking manna on a daily basis?
有没有把神的话真正的吸收进去你的心里面
Have you truly been absorbing the word of God within your heart?
吃了零食之后还要喝灵水
After you partake spiritual food, you still have to partake spiritual water.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
第二节。
Verse 2.
哥林多前书十章的第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2.
十章的第二节，都在云里海里受洗归的摩西。第三节。
Verse 3.
并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 2 they were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea verse 3 they all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied
这里说啊吃完灵食之后就要喝灵水
Here it says that after eating spiritual food they must drink spiritual water
我们知道吃食物很重要
We know that eating food is very important.
但是同时你也要喝饮料。
And on the other hand, it is also important that you drink beverages.
像我们去餐馆吃东西，一坐下来就是要，人家问你要喝什么。
For example, as soon as you sit down in a restaurant, the waiter will come and ask, "What do you want to drink?"
嘴巴干干的，吃什么都没有味道。
If your mouth is dry, then no matter what you eat, there will be no taste.
吃完一顿饭，还要来一杯咖啡或茶。
After you partake a meal, maybe some coffee or tea.
嘴巴比较湿润，那比较帮助消化。
Then your mouth has been moistened, and you feel like you can digest your meal a little easier.
神创造的地球，四分之三是被水来覆盖。
When God created the earth, 75% of the surface is covered by water.
我们人体四分之三也是水分。
And 75% of our body is water as well.
这里看到水在我们的生命当中有多重要。
Then we see how important is water in our daily life.
那以色列百姓出埃及之后，也面对一个很大的问题。
When the Israelite people, after their exodus from Egypt, they faced a problem.
就是很快啊，他们就遇到没有水喝的情况。
And quickly, they encountered the issue that they no longer had water to drink.
我们看出埃及记的第十五章。
Let's take a look at Exodus chapter 15.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
出埃及记十五章二十二节。
Exodus chapter 15, verse 22.
摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了苏尔的旷野，在旷野走了三天，找不着水。
Verse 22, then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water.
这里说神借着摩西带领以色列百姓。
Here it says that God guided Moses to lead the Israelite people.
他们呢，过了红海了。
After they crossed the Red Sea,
离开了法老的掌权呢
they have departed from the control, the authority of the Pharaoh.
得了自由了
they have received freedom.
但是他们现在遇到一个很大的问题
Yet they encountered a big problem.
旷野不像埃及
The desert is not like Egypt.
我们知道埃及有尼罗河
We know that Egypt is by the River Nile.
尼罗河有源源不绝的这个河水。
And there is an abounding amount of water.
但是旷野呢，就是一个很干燥的地方。
However, the desert was a very dry place.
不是说你要喝水就很容易拿得到。
It's not that you want water to drink and you can find it anywhere.
有人说啊，在旷野啊，在沙漠啊， 这水的价值啊，比黄金还贵啊。
Some people say that in a true desert, the price, the value of water is greater than gold.
啊，因为水太稀有了。
Because it's so scarce.
当时他们就是找不到水喝。
At that time, the people could not find water to drink.
你可以想象，几百万人，大大小小，又老又嫩，在旷野走了三天的路。
You can only imagine when you have millions of people walking in the desert, there's the old and the young, and they could not find any water to sustain them.
那种感觉是多难受啊。
That kind of feeling, the feeling of thirst, how awful it must be.
不要说三天了，你去打球三个钟头之后，你不喝水，你看看能不能受得了。
Never mind 3 days, if you go play ball for 3 hours and you have no water to drink, how would you feel?
你去行山，去走路，三个钟头，没喝水，没带一瓶水。
You go walking, for example, you go for a hike and you forget to bring water.
哇，那个嘴巴那种干咳的感觉是多难受啊。
The dry, cracked feeling in your mouth, how awful it is.
甚至比没有食物更难过。
It is worse than hunger.
但是他们不是三个小时没有水。
However, for these people, it's not 3 hours without water.
他们是三天没有水啊。
But 3 days.
按照医学的这个研究。
In terms of medicine.
如果一个人三天三夜不喝水，
if someone does not drink water for 3 days and 3 nights,
大概他的人身体啊就已经进入这个脱水的状态。
You are already deep in the stages of dehydration.
三天没吃饭不会死。
If you don't eat for 3 days, you won't die.
但是三天不喝一堆水，
but if
一滴水很可能会死。
But if you don't drink a drop of water for 3 days, there's a good chance that you might die.
哇，所以他们真的是濒临这个生死的关头。
Therefore, you can say that these people are facing a life or death situation.
虽然说是神的带领，
even though they were led by God,
但是有时候呢，神要考验他们。
However, sometimes God wants to test them.
神知道他们能够撑的就是三天呢。
God knows that they can endure for 3 days.
所以之后呢，就要给他们开路了。
And therefore, after this time, it is time to open up a way for them.
但是呢，他们看到水的时候又很失望。
However, when they finally came by water, they were disappointed.
我们看23节。
Let's take a look at verse 23.
到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为水苦啊。
When they came to Mara, they could not drink its water because it was bitter.
所以那地名叫马拉。
This is why the place is called Mara.
马拉这个字是希伯来文，意思就是很苦的意思。
Mara is Hebrew, meaning bitterness.
原来这个地方的水啊，是出了名的苦。
This place is actually infamous for how bitter its water is.
很有可能这个地方的水是有很高的矿物质。
It's possible that the water here has a high mineral content.
或者是它的这个味道特别难喝。
Or perhaps it just has a nasty taste.
所以水是很多。
Water, there's plenty of it.
三天三夜没喝水的人看到那么多水，整个人都想跳进去喝个饱。
For someone who has not seen a drop of water for three days, that person would probably want to jump in a pool of water and drink until he is satisfied.
但是一喝马上吐出来。
However, as soon as they swallowed some, they threw it up.
因为这个水啊太难喝了。
Because it was just so nasty tasting.
因为这个水是苦的。
Because it was so bitter.
这个水代表什么？
What does this water represent?
这个水就是代表这个世界。
It represents this world.
人的心好像很饥渴，好像得到水。
The hearts of man, the hearts of men are thirsty as if they are longing for water.
但是呢，有面前有一大堆水的时候，一喝下去，哎呀，原来那么难喝呢。
Yet there is a great amount of water before you. You take a swallow and you spit it up because it tastes so nasty.
因为这个世界啊，不能够真正的满足人的心。
Because this world cannot truly satisfy the hearts of man.
我们知道人的心是神所创造。
We know that the hearts of man are created by God.
既然是神所造的，只有神才能够真正的去填满它。
Then if these hearts are created by God, then only God can truly fulfill them.
但是人呢，自从始祖犯罪离开世界之后。
However, for man, since the committing of the original sin, since the departure of man from God,
他们跟神离开了很远。
The distance they have from God is great.
人类呢，就开始发展自己的文明。
And humans began to develop their own civilization.
发展很多的娱乐。
They developed a lot of ways to entertain.
然后来填满自己的内心。
So many ways to fulfill their hearts.
也希望达到成功、金钱、地位，来让自己满足。
In the hope that they will achieve great things such as success, gold, silver, and other accomplishments, so that they can feel better about this emptiness.
但是在追求的过程当中。
Yet in the process of pursuing these things.
人的虚空感。 还有这种苦还更大。
The feeling of emptiness and bitterness within a man's heart, it only grows greater.
我们不要说古代跟现在来比较了。
We don't even have to say or compare the old times until now.
我们就讲几十年前，我们在座的父母这一辈跟现在小孩子这一辈的人有什么不一样？
We can simply talk about the differences between the parent generation and the child generation today.
以前那个年代的小孩子、青少年呢，没有什么忧郁症。
In that decade, they were lower rates of depression.
啊，父母很忙工作，小孩子就随处跑，跑山跑水，在外面游玩。
Parents are busy working, and the children are running outside over the mountains and into the creeks, and they're playing outside.
很多这个大自然的活动。
There was a lot of activity in nature.
很多朋友之间的互动。
There was a lot of interaction among friends.
但是这一代的小孩子呢，从小就是看 iPad、看 iPhone、打电动长大的。
However, the children of this generation, they spend all their time on iPads or other electronic devices.
那为什么呢？
Why is this?
因为这个科技很发达。
Because this is the era of technology.
父母也没有怎么空理他们。
And the parents, they don't have a lot of time to spend with the children.
他们跟父母很疏远。
There is great distance between children and their parents.
所以很多人就浸在这个科技的世界里面。
A lot of people, they are deeply immersed in technology.
表面上好像不需要父母的关爱了。
On the outside, it seems like they do not need parental love.
其实是得不到父母的关爱，就用别的东西来代替。
But in actuality, they are lacking parental care, and they are using something else to fulfill that gap.
男生就打电动。
For boys, they often play video games.
女生呢，就是 social media, 社交媒体。
And for girls, it is often social media.
整天在看别人的 post, 整天在 po 东西。
And every day, they are viewing the posts of other people or posting their own.
哇，因为他心中很孤单。
Because there's great loneliness in their hearts.
所以用这些东西了，希望来得到关注。
These things are utilized so that they feel like someone is paying attention to them.
结果现在的心理发现已经证明了。
And according to recent psychological studies,
这一代的孩子的忧郁症的比例比以往的还高。
The rate of depression among children of this generation is higher than any other.
很多小孩子还有自杀的倾向。
And a lot of children or teenagers have suicidal thoughts.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
因为他们本来要的东西得不到。
Because what they actually want, they cannot receive.
他们要用别的东西去代替想要得到的爱。
And all they can do is use other methods as substitution for this love that they are thirsty for.
结果换来了，一喝了，哇，这个是苦的。
However, this water that they drink, they take a sip and it's bitter.
在成人的世界也是一样。
It is the same in the adult generation.
我前几天看到一个新闻。
A few days ago, I saw something on the news.
在卡加利，我们加拿大的卡加利，有一位非常出名的这个银行家。
In Calgary, there was a famous banker.
他大概就是我这个年纪。
He's around my age.
他非常成功。
He's very successful.
他已经创立了两个投资银行。
He has already established two investment banks.
非常有钱。
He was extremely wealthy.
还有他跟政治很多人物都很有交流。
And he had friendships with political figures.
也认识总理，加拿大总理。
He knows the Canadian Prime Minister.
在别人眼中啊。他是一个非常幸福的人。
In the eyes of other people, he was a blessed man.
因为他有个很漂亮的太太。
Because his wife is beautiful.
有三个很健康、很可爱的孩子。
He has three adorable, healthy children.
众人都是以他为追求的目标，人生成功的榜样。
And all look up to him as the ultimate goal of life.
但是去年底，他突然间自杀了。
However, last year, near year end, he suddenly committed suicide.
震惊了整个卡加利的这个商业界。
And it shook the economic world in Calgary.
为什么那么成功的人，那么大家羡慕的对象，会突然间自杀呢？
The object of someone's envy, the epitome of success in that part of the city, how is it that someone like this can commit suicide?
他去到公司的时候表现都很正常啊。
When he showed up in his company, he seemed normal.
他公司的表现非常好啊。
His performance in his company was great.
其实他很早就得到忧郁症。
However, he has been depressed for a long time.
压力太大了。
The pressure was too great.
或者是自己有点想不开了。
Or there were, he could not find a solution to his thoughts.
但是他不敢去承认。
However, he did not dare to acknowledge them.
也不想寻求帮助。
He did not want to admit or seek help for himself.
那他躲在什么地方呢？
Where did he hide?
他躲在酒精的背后。
He hid because behind alcohol.
哇，他常常去喝酒。
He often went to drink.
他想说，我喝得烂醉了，就可以忘记白天的痛苦。
He thought to himself that if I drink until I was drunk, then I can forget the sorrows of my days.
因为大家那么羡慕我，我怎么可以让大家觉得我很痛苦呢？
Because all of these people, they envy me. How can I let them see my pain?
所以啊，自己躲在那边喝酒。
Therefore, he was alone by himself drinking.
常常醉酒。
He was often drunk.
那太太知道他很痛苦，也帮不了他。
His wife knew that he was in pain. However, she could not help him.
哇，所以到最后了，就想不开了。
In the very end, he sought an end to himself.
四十几岁就了结了自己的生命。
He was in his 40s and he ended his own life.
那这个就是人生。
This is life.
人生还没有得到东西的时候
，When you could not receive, when you could not get something，
啊，很多人很努力的追求
，And yet you you fervently pursue it，
希望用人生的成功来麻醉内心的虚空
，You hope that you can use the success you achieve in life as anesthesia for the emptiness that you feel。
以为我拥有人生的一切美好的事物，我的心就不再虚空了。
You think to yourself, if I only had this and this and this。Success that I would no longer feel empty.
结果他们去到的地方就是马拉。
However, the place they ended up in was Mara.
就是这个世界。
This world.
一喝下去，原来是苦的。
When you drink its water, it's bitter.
就好像我们在喝咸水，如果你很渴，你再喝海水，你会更渴。
Just like if you are drinking ocean water, if you're thirsty, you take a sip, it only makes you more thirsty.
所以如果你遇到海浪呢，在小船上面没有水了，绝对不能喝海水。
If you're ever shipwrecked and you are facing the choice of whether to drink seawater or not, please don't.
你一喝第一口啊，你会更渴，那你喝更多海水，你就会死得更快。
When you are thirsty, you drink seawater. The first gulp you take, it will make you more thirsty. You'll actually die faster.
圣经早就告诉我们了。
The Bible has told us long ago.
我们看旧约的阿摩斯书。
Let's take a look at Amos in the Old Testament.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
阿摩斯书的第八章
Amos chapter
8 第十一节
verse
11阿摩斯书八章的第十一节
Amos chapter 8 verse 11
主耶和华说日子将到我必命饥荒将在地上人饥饿非因无饼干渴非因无水乃因不听耶和华的话
Verse 11, the days are coming, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine for hearing the words of the Lord.
这里圣经早就有一个预言了。
Here the Bible has long ago prophesied.
日子将到。
The days are coming.
这个日子就是主耶稣要来之前的日子。
The days mean the time before the Lord's second coming.
世界会进入一个高科技、高文明。高享受、高物质的一个社会。
And the world will enter a time of high indulgence, high civilization, high technology, and high prosperity.
按照道理来说，应该人的生活变得更美好。
In terms of logic, you can say that people's lives are better than ever.
但是事实是，现在的人比从前的人更饥渴、更干渴。
However, in actuality, the people of today, they have greater thirst, greater hunger than the generations before.
为什么?
Why?
因为大家不想听神的话。
Because they do not want to listen to the words of God.
他们想用别的东西去代替神。
They want to use other things as substitution.
啊，第十二节。
Let's take a look at verse 12.
他们必漂流从这海到那海，从北边到东边，往来奔跑，寻找神的话，却寻不着。
Verse 12, men will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it.
你看，大家现在在网上拼命找什么？
You see what people are looking for so fervently on the internet.
你要找什么，基本上都找得到。
What you want to find, you can find it in a second.
Google 一下，什么都出来。
When you Google, you can find anything you want.
你要看什么？ YouTube 一下，什么都有。
If anything you want to see, you can YouTube and it's there.
对不对？应该什么东西都找得到啊。
Isn't that right? You can find anything that you want.
但是人很无聊，心里面很饥渴，但是却找不到满足。
You should be able to find anything, yet when the hearts of men are thirsty or hungry, you cannot find what will satisfy them.
因为他们没有在神里面那边找。
Because they are not looking within God.
他们在世界里面找。
They are looking within the world.
在马拉里面找。
They are looking within Mara.
所以第十三节，当那日，美貌的处女和少年的男子必干渴化昏了。
Verse 13, in that day the lovely young women and strong young men will faint because of thirst.
啊，你看圣经预言真的很准啊！最饥渴的、最会晕倒的，就是年轻的、漂亮的、美貌的处男，还有啊少女。
We see how evidently true the prophecy of the Bible is that they say the most thirsty, the most hungry will be the lovely young men and the strong young.
青少年的忧郁症的比例比任何阶层还高。
It will be the lovely young women and strong young men, and they will be the most depressed.
啊，在网上被人家讲几句，不理一下了，就去自杀了，因为忧郁症了。
And after a few negative comments over social media, the negativity grows in their hearts, and they go and end their lives.
现在太多东西看了，看到累了，睡不着了。
And so many things that they see on the internet to the point that they have trouble sleeping.
看到没有空睡觉了。
Or to the point that they no longer have time to sleep.
我觉得以前很好，这个电视节目就是一天几个钟头，看完就没有了，就要乖乖去睡觉了。
It was a different era back then when TV programs were only a few hours, and when you are done watching it, you went to bed.
你想看都没得看，因为播完了。
Even if you want to keep on watching, there's no choice. You have to go to sleep because the TV program is done.
现在呢，任何时候有看不完的任何的东西。
But today, at any time, there's endless TV shows of your choosing.
哇，我觉得好像一个大海一样，跳进去了出不来。
I feel like it is as if we are jumping in an ocean. When you jump in, you can't swim out.
所以现在我发觉在教会里面呢，聚会啊，最容易打瞌睡的不是老人，是年轻人。
Today, I find that the people who are snoozing the most in sermon is actually not seniors, but young people.
有一些哦，一来就坐下来就开始睡觉。
Truly, it is so because I see some people, they sit down and they immediately start sleeping.
听道理听不下去。
They cannot listen to sermons.
祷告没有办法集中。
When they pray, they can't focus.
为什么？
Why?
因为平常被刺激的太厉害了。
Because they are used to so much stimulation in their daily life.
这个道理很催眠的，一听就想睡觉。
Therefore, in comparison, this gospel, it is like a sleeping pill.
这个祷告啊，他祷告不下去。
And when they pray, they just can't.
难怪啊，全部昏倒了。圣经说了，全部昏倒了。
Then no wonder it says in the Bible that the young people they faint.
难怪这一代我们流失那么多年轻人。
It is no wonder that we have lost so many youth in this generation.
老人哦，除非他身体不健康，没有办法来，基本上不太流失。
For the elderly, unless they are not feeling well or something else happens, usually we don't lose them.
年轻人很多宁可在家里上网看东看西都不来聚会。
However, among the youth, many of them they would rather be at home going on the internet than being at church.
有那么忙吗？
Are you actually that busy?
打开电脑写功课，哇，告诉妈妈说写功课很忙啊，写到两点三点啊，其实都在上网。
You open up your laptop and you tell your mom, I'm busy writing homework and you're up until 2 a.m., but are you actually working the entire time?
上网上到两点，然后两点钟就开始写功课，写到三点。
Perhaps you're on the internet surfing until 2 a.m., and at 2 a.m., you actually do your assignment and you finish at 3 a.m.
所以圣经说啊，你看他们都花粉了，发昏了。
And in the Bible, it says that they are faint with thirst.
大人也是一样。
Same with the adults.
手机不离手。
Your cell phone is never away from your
hand. 整天看，整天要关注。
In every moment, you are staying tuned to something.
所以很多年纪轻轻啊，三十几岁、四十岁就青光眼了，就白内障。
Therefore, some people, when they are in their 30s or 40s, they have cataracts or other eye problems.
圣经看多不会青光眼，手机看多是会青光眼。
And if you read the Bible, you won't get inflammation in your eyes. But if you look at your cell phone too much, you actually might.
所以其实很多人很苦啊。
For some people, they actually have a lot of bitterness.
有些人哇，看到别人去度假，去吃好吃的，自己没得吃，哎，没得去玩，哎，又很苦。
Some people, they see that other people are on vacation or they're indulging in delicious food, yet they don't have the same opportunity, and they suddenly feel like they have such bitterness in their heart.
有一些人呢，他拼命要在网上造出一个完美的样子，给大家来追随，要来肯定。
And others still, they put in so much time and effort to portray a perfect life on social media for other people to approve of, for other people to be jealous of.
其实里面也是很苦。
But in reality, they have a lot of bitterness too.
但是如果是那么苦的，这个水那么苦的，怎么办呢？
However, if this water is so bitter, then what do we do?
我们看回来出埃及的十五章。
Let's go back to Exodus chapter 15.
十五章的第二十四节。
Chapter 15, verse 24.
百姓就向摩西发怨言说，我们喝什么呢？
Verse 24, so the people grumbled against Moses, saying, what are we to drink?
哇，他们喝不下去了。
They cannot drink anymore.
啊，那二十五节。
Verse 25.
摩西呼求耶和华，耶和华指示他一棵树，他把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。
Verse 25, then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet.
首先，如果你现在跪在水那边想喝，但是你得不到满足，或者是你觉得很苦，你要怎么办？
First of all, if you're kneeling by that pond of water, you're kneeling there to take a drink, you drink it, and it's bitter, then what do you do?
你不要勉强自己喝下去。
Do not force yourself to swallow it.
人生已经够苦了。
Life is bitter enough.
不要假装，不要骗自己，我现在很好。
Do not have pretense. Do not persuade yourself that I'm okay.
不要告诉别人说我一切都很正常。
And don't tell other people that everything is fine with me.
不要戴着一个笑的面具，但是在背后哭。
Do not wear a smiling mask, yet you have tears behind it.
不要因为别人羡慕你而不敢面对自己的现实。
And just because other people are envious of your visage, don't be hesitant to tell them that you're struggling.
是你拥有别人羡慕的东西。
If you have something that others are envious of,
如果你的心灵里面还是饥渴，
yet if you have thirst in your heart,
还是很苦，
you still have bitterness.
没人了解你，
yet no one will know.
也没人可以满足你，
and no one can satisfy you.
这个时候你要先承认。
At this time, first, you must admit to this.
这个水是苦的。
This water is bitter.
我不能这样下去。
I cannot continue like this.
我不能骗自己。
I cannot deceive myself.
啊，这个是很重要一点。
This is very important.
现在这个社会常常都给人家某一个所谓的 stereotype 那个标准的形象。
In this society, there's often stereotypical standards that we are expected to rise up to.
啊，人家问你啊，你最近好吗？
Some people they ask you, how are you?
其实你不好，但是你要做很好。
Actually, you're not fine, but you're saying I'm fine.
人家问我忙不忙，我说哦，很忙，我最近都很忙。
Or other people ask you, are you busy? And you're like, yeah, really busy.
忙工作，忙学校，忙孩子。
And you say, oh, you know, I'm busy with work, with school, with my children.
用很忙来掩盖心中的这种空虚。
You use the word busy to shield the emptiness in your heart.
但是如果我们的生活心中是苦闷的，是虚空的。
However, if in our daily lives you have a bitter and empty heart,
这个时候我们要像摩西这样子。
In this case, we must be like Moses.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
摩西呼求耶和华，耶和华指示他一棵树，他就把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。
Verse 25, then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet.
如果你面前的水是苦的，
if the water in front of you is bitter,
你不要绝望，
then do not lose hope.
你要学习摩西，
you must learn from Moses.
你要向永生的真神、全能的主来呼求。
You must pray to the everlasting God, plead to the Almighty Lord.
没有人可以帮你。
No one else can help you.
你继续喝下去也没有用。
And it doesn't help if you just keep on drinking.
你这个不喝，你也没有别的东西可以喝。
And if you don't drink it, then you have nothing else to satisfy
your thirst.
Then what do you do?
你要学习呼求主。
You must learn to cry out to the Lord.
神啊，我的心空虚。
Lord, my heart is empty.
神啊，我不开心。
Lord, I'm unhappy.
神啊，我忧闷。
Lord, I'm depressed.
我烦恼。
I'm anxious.
我没有办法得到真正的喜乐。
I cannot receive true joy.
到底我缺少什么？
What am I lacking?
你要像摩西，赶快呼求神。
You must be like Moses and immediately cry out to the Lord.
然后马上神就回应他。
And soon and immediately the Lord answered him.
啊，告诉摩西，这里有一棵树。
He told Moses there is this piece of wood here.
把它丢在水里面。
Throw it into the water.
水就变甜了。
And the water became sweet.
这里告诉我们，这是一个预表。
Here it is a symbolism.
摩西预表主耶稣基督。
And here, Moses he is
prefiguring
prefiguring the Lord Jesus Christ.
只有主耶稣有办法将苦水变甜。
It's only the Lord Jesus who is able to make the water sweet.
啊，怎么办呢？
Then what do you do?
主耶稣来到世上的时候，就告诉我们。
When the Lord Jesus came to this earth, he told us.
啊，我们看约翰福音。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of John.
啊，约翰福音的第四章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 4.
啊，约翰福音第四章里面记载一个故事啊。
It records a story in chapter 4.
这是一个很苦的一个妇女。
There was this a pitiful woman.
这个妇人就是撒玛利亚的妇人。
And she is a Samaritan.
我们看这个妇人呢，她有跟一般人呢有什么不一样？
And we can see how different she was from others.
我们来看约翰福音第四章。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
在那里有雅各井，耶稣走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时又有五正。
Verse 6, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
第七节。
Verse 7.
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。
Verse 7, when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink?
这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，是在中午的时候出去打水。
The Samaritan woman, she came to draw water around noon.
我们知道在巴勒斯坦地，中午的时候是最热的。
We know that in the Palestinian area, this is the hottest time of day.
一般的妇女不会中午正午最热的时候去打水。
Usually women, they will not go during the noontime.
他们会在傍晚的时候黄昏快到的时候一起出去打水。
They will often go as a group around dusk, right before sunset.
那在那边呢，聊聊天啊，聊聊你的家，我的家，你的孩子，我的孩子，讲讲你的丈夫，我的丈夫，大家聊一下八卦。
And they would go together. They would talk about your family, my family, your children, my children, your husband, my husband. All this chit chat.
所以也是一般的妇女一天最放松一种社交的生活。
And it is the most relaxed time of the day when the women would socialize among themselves.
但是为什么这个撒玛利亚妇人要自己一个在中午最热的时候去打水呢？
So why is it that this Samaritan woman, she went by herself during noontime?
因为她的人生其实还蛮苦的。
Because she actually had a pitiful life.
因为她的婚姻不正常，也不幸福。
Because she did not have a happy marriage.
我们知道女人最希望的就是得到别人的爱。
We know that as a woman, the most desirable thing they hope for is love.
希望可以从一而终，就是一生爱一个男人，也被一个男人爱。
And what they hope for is to love and be loved.
她也希望她跟她爱人的关系是正常的，也可以公开的、光明的。
And she really hoped that she can make public her relationship with her romantic lover.
那大家可以接受她的这个婚姻的状态。
And that this state in her marriage should will be acceptable by all.
但是这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，她的家庭背景很复杂。
However, the Samaritan woman, she has a complicated family background.
后来主耶稣就讲了。
Later on, the Lord Jesus said,
你已经有五个丈夫了。
You already have five husbands.
就是她已经结过婚五次了。
Which is to say you have been married five times.
后来都离婚收场了，都没有成功啊。
Later on, they have, she has divorced, and there's no harvest from any of them.
无论原因是什么，离婚都是伤痛的。
No matter what the reasons were, divorce is painful.
你看，离婚一次已经够伤痛了。
After you've been divorced once, it's painful enough.
这个撒玛利亚妇人在2000年前就已经离婚了五次了。
And keep in mind, this was 2,000 years ago, and she was divorced five times.
你看她的心有多破碎。
And how delicate and how vulnerable is her heart?
你看别人看她会怎么指指点点。
When other people look at her, they're gossip and they're pointing and they're whispers.
所以她已经有五个丈夫。
She already has five husbands.
但是都没有很正常的维持了婚姻的关系。
However, none of these relationships were sustained normally.
那主耶稣告诉她，你现在有的不是你的丈夫。
The Lord Jesus told her, the husband you have now, he is not a true spouse.
这是她现在是跟人家同居的关系啊。
So it seems, so it would say that she is cohabiting with somebody.
所以在当时的道德标准来说她是不能被接纳的。
And in the moral standards of that time, she was unacceptable in society.
她是很怕人家问她，你的先生在哪里？
And she lived in fear of someone asking her, where is your husband?
她是很自卑的。
And she was insecure.
她是很孤单的。
She was lonely.
没有其他女人、妇人愿意跟她交朋友。
There were no other women who were willing to be friends with her.
你看，做一个人，做一个女人，做一个普通人，她也是够苦了。
As a person, as a woman, she had a lot of bitterness.
但是在这个时候，
However, at this time,
耶稣在她身边出现了。
Jesus appeared by her side.
主耶稣问她说，你可不可以给我打点水喝？
Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink?
那个撒玛利亚妇人呢，她也很有防备的心呢。
And the Samaritan woman, she was, she had her heart, she had a defensive heart.
我们知道人呢，如果自卑啊，或者是有一些不可告人的事情啊，对别人的防范的心会比较重。
We know that for a person who is insecure or they have some untold secret, then they will automatically be more defensive.
所以第九节呢，撒玛利亚妇人就对他说了：“你既是个犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”
Therefore, in verse 9, the Samaritan woman said to Jesus, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?"
因为当时犹太人跟撒玛利亚人因为种族的关系啊，没有什么来往。
Because at that time, the Jews and the Samaritans, their ethnic differences prevented socialization.
还有2000年前，男人跟女人之间除了夫妻关系啊，在外面也不会随便的讲话。
And in addition to that, unless it is with your spouse, between men and women, there weren't a lot of interaction in public.
所以他就问耶稣了，你为什么问我拿水喝？
Therefore, she asked Jesus, "Why do you ask me for a drink?"
但是主耶稣知道他人生很苦。
But Jesus knows that she has a bitter life.
没有因为他的这个犹疑或是拒绝就放弃了。
Jesus, he did not give up or step back because of her hesitation.
第十节
，verse ten，
耶稣就回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早就求他，他就必早给你活水。”
In verse 10, Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
哇，你看主耶稣啊，很会传福音的。
We see that Jesus, he was good at preaching.
主耶稣用看得见的井水来讲到看不见的活水。
He went from the water in the well, which is something that you can see, and he used it to talk about the living water in the gospel.
他就问他说，如果你知道神的恩赐。
He said to her, if you knew the gift of God.
神的恩赐这个字原文是 doria， 在希腊文是 doria， 就是圣灵本身。
And in the Greek, in the original language, the word gift in Greek is doria, which is the Holy Spirit itself.
主耶稣就是说，如果你知道神的恩赐就是圣灵本身这个活水，你就会早就求我，我就给你了。
Which is to say, if you knew the gift of God, if you knew doria, if you knew the Holy Spirit, then you would ask me for it, and I would give it to you.
原来主耶稣知道啊，人心里面如果很苦。
The Lord Jesus knows that if someone's heart has a lot of bitterness,
可能你是空虚，
perhaps it's emptiness,
可能你是生活很忧郁，或是很多压力，
or perhaps in your life you have a lot of anxiety or concerns,
或者是活在是黑暗当中，有很多不可告人的过去，
or perhaps you have a dark past that is still haunting you.
这个对神来说，你的心中是很干的。
To the Lord, you have a parched land in your heart.
只有一样东西可以满足你的心。
There's only one thing that can satisfy you.
只有一样东西可以将你的苦水变甜。
There's only one thing that can turn your bitter Mara water to sweet.
不是井水，不是世界的东西。
And it is not water from the well or anything else from this world.
这是神的活水啊。
It is the living water from God.
就是圣灵啊。
Which is the Holy Spirit.
我们知道人啊，常常会找不同的方法去解决自己的问题。
We know that as people, we would often seek out our own measures to solve problems.
啊，我看那个报纸啊，介绍我们温哥华一个很特别的情况。
I saw this on the newspaper. It introduced there's this situation in Vancouver.
啊，因为在亚洲很多高官啊、富豪啊，或者是有一些人呢、啊，把他们的这个二奶啊、三奶啊、这个小老婆啊，都放在温哥华这边。
Because there's a lot of high status officials from Asia and other countries. They actually have their mistresses and second, third, fourth wives.
很多，温哥华很多。
And they house them in Vancouver.
那他们就这么住，他们都住在很漂亮的房子里面。
They live in beautiful houses.
啊，平常不太出来的。
They don't come out often.
他们就等他们的情人从中国来，从哪里亚洲来看他。
And they are there to wait for their lover to fly over.
他们平常呢，就是约好，哎，就是光当当去名店里面购物。
And they're friends with each other, and they make.They make trips together, and they shop together, they have afternoon tea together.
他们有一个默契，就是彼此之间不问对方家庭的事情，不会问，哎，你老公好不好，什么时候回来，他们有个默契，他们不会谈这些。
They have this unspoken rule among the social circle that I will not ask about how your husband is and you will not ask me how my family is.
他们只是会谈，哎呀，吃啊，喝啊，买东西啊。
And usually their topics, they talk about what I'm shopping for, what we're eating next, and things like that.
但是主耶稣对面对这个法啊这个撒玛利亚的妇人。
However, when Jesus faced this Samaritan woman,
知道这个法撒玛利亚妇人人生其实很苦。
He knew that this Samaritan woman, she actually had a very bitter life.
她有很多不光彩的过去。
There are a lot of shamefulness in her past.
她很孤单。
She is very lonely.
她常被人家拒绝。
She is often rejected.
但是神不拒绝他。
However, God did not reject her.
所以主耶稣说，如果你知道神的恩赐，就是圣灵。
Therefore, Jesus said to her, if you only knew the gift of God.
如果圣灵进到你的心里面，那就活水一样。
If only the Holy Spirit entered your heart, it is like the living water.
它可以改变你的人生的观念。
It can transform the perspective you have on life.
你的水啊，就不再苦了。
Then your water will no longer be bitter.
我们再看第十三节。
Let's take a look at verse 13.
约翰福音的第四章的十三节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 13.
耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。”
Verse 13, Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again."
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Verse 14, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
我们今天嘴巴渴啊，喝一杯水啊，顶多一个钟头之后，两个钟头之后就要再喝了。
Today, when you are thirsty and you drink a cup of water, maybe an hour or maybe two after that, you will be thirsty again.
世界的东西没有办法永远满足你。
Things of this world, it is impossible for them to eternally satisfy you.
只有一样东西可以满足我们。
There's only one thing that can satisfy you.
就是神本身。
Which is God Himself.
这个就打一个比喻。
This is, we can make an analogy.
孩子最需要的是什么？
What is it that children need the most?
不是最好玩的玩具。
It's not the funnest toy.
不是度假。
It's not a vacation.
不是大房子。
It's not a big house.
不是。进最好的学校。
It's not going to the best school.
孩子最需要的是什么？
What do children need the most?
父母的爱。
The love of his parents.
没有父母的爱，你给他别的，他不满足。
If a child does not have this, then you can give him anything and he will never be satisfied.
同样，人最需要的是什么？
In the same way, what do humans need?
神的爱。
The love of God.
神的灵充满我们的心里面。
And the love, and the spirit of God to fill our hearts.
所以主耶稣说，如果你得到这个主耶稣所赐的活水。
Here it says, Jesus says, if you receive the living water,
那你就会永远不渴。
Then you will never thirst.
那这个活水是什么呢？
Then what is this living water?
我们再看约翰福音的第七章。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of John, chapter 7.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
七章三十七节。
Chapter 7, verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若喝了渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Verse 37, on the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
38节，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
38, whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
39节，耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时候还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Verse 39, by this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
原来这个主耶稣所说的活水啊，是圣灵啊。
So we see that the living water Jesus is mentioning is the Holy Spirit.
一般的基督徒、基督教，他们也相信圣经。
For other Christian denominations, many of them do believe in the Holy Spirit.
他们也知道圣经里面有记载圣灵。
They also know that this is recorded in the Bible.
但是没有这个圣灵的体验。
However, they have never experienced the Spirit.
他们以为一信就有圣灵。
They think that once you believe, then you receive it.
信就自然有圣灵。
Then when you believe, then you automatically have the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣告诉我们，圣灵不是这样的。
However, the Lord Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit does not come to be in this way.
首先，那个时候他们已经信了，但是还没有接受圣灵。
Because at this time, people here, they have believed, but they have yet to receive it.
等到五旬节的时候才有圣灵。
And it was only at the Pentecost that the Holy Spirit was received.
第二呢,这个得到圣灵的时候啊, 好像圣灵的力量, 好像你腹中涌出一个活水的江河。
And secondly, when you receive the Holy Spirit, the power of the Spirit will well up within you like living water.
就好像那里面涌出来,冲出来这样子。
And it is as if a gurgling stream that bursts from you.
满足你的心,清洗你的内心,感动你。
And it cleanses your heart, it fulfills you, and it moves you.
哇,我们知道得圣灵,按照圣经啊,会说灵言。
We know that according to the Bible that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will speak in spiritual tongues.
这个不是学的。
This is not something that you learn.
我们没有得圣灵的时候, 要念哈利路亚, 赞美主耶稣。
When we have not yet received the Holy Spirit, we must say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
当你开始圣灵感动了, 或者是得圣灵的时候,
However, when you have been moved by the Spirit or received it,
你的舌头就开始跳动了。
Then your tongue will start to roll.
有时候会越跳越快。
And sometimes it gets faster and faster.
自己控制不到。
You can no longer control. Control yourself.
但是头脑很清楚,
However, your mindset is clear.
心里很喜乐,
your heart is 哇, full of joy.
好像一个水啊, 活水涌出来,
just as if living water is flowing from within you.
这样你祷告完之后, 哎, 你的烦恼就减低了。
After you have prayed, then your anxieties have disappeared.
啊, 有时候你祷告之后, 你心中觉得很洁净。
After, often after you prayed, your heart it feels purified 啊, and renewed.
因为圣灵在你里面帮你祷告。
Because within your spirit, the Holy Spirit is interceding for you.
安慰你, 感动你, 帮助你, 扶持你。
It is helping you, supporting you, comforting you, and interceding.
这好像有一条河啊, 有个泉源在里面涌出来一样。
Just as if there is a river, there is the stream that is flowing from your spirit.
为什么在真耶稣教会啊, 有弟兄姐妹啊, 得了圣灵之后, 祷告半个钟头, 诶, 好打, 好像两分钟一样。
Why is it that within True Jesus Church, some people say when they pray for half an hour, it is as if they 哎呀, prayed for only 2 minutes?
圣灵在里面让你跟神很亲近。
Because when you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, you feel so close to God.
这种太多这种的感动了。
There are so many instances, testimonies of people feeling moved like this.
如果我们的水, 我们的生活是苦闷的, 是空虚的, 或是你遇到人生一个难关。
If you are encountering trials in your life, or if the water within your basin is full of bitterness,
或者是你没有缺什么,你没有什么难关,但是心里面就觉得缺一点东西。
Or perhaps even you don't have any challenges in your life right now, yet you feel bitter and empty anyway.
主耶稣要给你活水。
Jesus wants to give you this living water.
这个是神的恩赐。
This is the grace from God,
就是圣灵本身,
which is the Holy Spirit itself.
神自己要进到你的心里面,
God himself wants to enter your
改变你,
heart.
本来很苦的人生要变成甜,
to change your life, which is full of bitterness right now, into something sweet.
有了这个灵水, 你的路再难走, 没有关系。
When you have this living spiritual water, no matter how difficult your journey is, you can go on.
不怕路难走, 最怕你没有喝饱灵水。
And you should not be afraid of how difficult your path is, but you should be afraid when you don't have living water.
兄弟姐妹, 你有喝饱灵水了吗?
Brothers and sisters, have you been filled by the living water?
你有被圣灵充满吗?
Have you been fulfilled by the Holy Spirit?
你多久没有好好祷告, 没有好好被圣灵充满了?
How long has it been since the last time you were fulfilled by the Holy Spirit? How long has it been since you've truly, truly prayed?
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
196首。
196.
'Cause it's all up.
现在要祷告。
And now we're going to pray.
我们要在祷告里面喝灵水。
In our prayer, we must drink the spiritual water.
弟兄姐妹，我们已经有一个泉源在里面了。
Brothers and sisters, we already have this stream.
这个泉源是永远不会干的。
We have this source of stream which will never dry out.
你越喝就越有。
The more you drink, the more abundant it will become.
你不理它，你不喝它，这个泉就停了。
If you neglect it, if you don't drink from it, then the source, it will cease.
这个泉源就在你里面。
This source is within you.
如果你有了圣灵在你里面，但是自己却不祷告。
If you have this Holy Spirit within you, yet you do not pray.
没有专心靠神。
And you don't truly rely on the Lord.
那太可惜了。
Then how pitiful is this?
泉源在你里面，但是你却是干渴的。
How unfortunate that the source of the living water is within you, yet you are parched and thirsty.
你要去喝它。
You must drink it.
你要天天去喝它。
You must drink this water on a daily basis.
你要把你的口张得很大去喝它。
You must open your mouth wide to receive it.
圣灵就会大大的充满你。
In this way, the Holy Spirit will greatly fulfill you.
那我们要体验圣灵的，也可以向神祈求。
And if you want to experience the Holy Spirit, then you can pray to God.
大声向神求，哈利路亚，向神呼求。
Loudly plead to your God.
啊，出来接受按手祷告。
And if you want to receive the laying on of hands, please come forward.
神就会把他的圣灵赐给你。
And the Lord will grant you His Holy Spirit.
啊，我们也为明天安息日还有信徒大会来祷告。
We also pray for the Sabbath day and the annual general meeting holding tomorrow.
求神带领教会的圣工。
We pray for God to continue to guide holy works within the church.
同心一起祷告。
Let's all pray in one heart.